Welcome to the Pitcot Podcast. You know, imagine stepping into a room and, well, before you even say a word, your outfit has already done the talking for you. It's communicated competence, elegance, and just this real confidence.
And that isn't about the price tag, right? It's not about the brand labels.
Not at all. It boils down to one single factor, this kind of invisible secret weapon of style. Fit.
It is the highest leverage point in your wardrobe. We see this idea, you know, constantly reinforced in the foundational materials from Pitcot. Fit truly is everything.
It really is.
It's what separates an outfit that just, you know, covers you from an outfit that actively flatters and elevates your entire presence.
And that's exactly what we're doing today. We've got an incredible deep dive for you, and we're extracting the 5 essential non-negotiable tips for mastering garment fit.
All straight from Pitcot's best-selling guides.
Exactly. Our mission here is to totally transform how you see your closet, giving you the power to instantly look more polished and, honestly, feel genuinely unstoppable.
And, you know, for those of you who want the full foundational deep dive on this, and trust us, there's so much actionable insight here, just remember that this information comes directly from the bestseller ebooks available on our store.
That's a great point.
To really explore these guides and unlock the full context, we really encourage you to visit www.pitcot.com/books and download those resources today.
Okay, let's unpack this. We're jumping right in with a technique that requires, well, zero tailoring, zero shopping, but delivers just dramatic results.
I love this one.
Tip number one, embrace color coordination to basically trick the eye.
I think this is so effective because it deals with the geometry of perception. Pitcot explains that color fundamentally alters how your eye processes a figure.
So we're not just talking about fashion rules here.
No, not at all. We're talking about physics, really.
Exactly. The core concept is creating this uninterrupted visual flow.
Right.
So by sticking to a single color family, think, you know, deep shades of navy, elegant charcoal gray, or even a classic black, you stop the eye from, well, from stopping.
And when the eye moves smoothly from your shoulder all the way down to your ankle, what happens?
Instantly, you look taller. And not just taller, but significantly more elegant.
It's true. Monochrome outfits have this remarkable power of elongation because they sculpt one continuous vertical line. It's a powerful visual shortcut to appearing more streamlined.
And that feeling, that elongation and unity, that's why the Pitcot guides mention the feeling of being 10x sharper when you put on an all-black outfit.
It's a confidence boost that's actually rooted in visual structure. It's not just in your head.
Okay, here's the crucial part, the nuance that the guides really get into. It's where a lot of people stop short.
The fear of looking.
Plain. Exactly. The fear of looking too plain. If you wear a navy top and navy trousers, how do you avoid feeling like you're in a uniform?
Well, this is where we need to stop thinking about color contrast.
And start thinking about texture contrast.
Precisely. The Pitcot approach wisely uses this analogy of seasoning a dish, just enough to keep it exciting.
Right. So instead of a clash of colors, you introduce a really subtle mix of textures.
For instance, you could combine, say, a sleek silk blouse with tailored wool trousers, but in the same color.
Oh, I like that.
Or maybe pairing a matte leather handbag with a cashmere sweater. The variation in how those materials absorb and reflect light breaks up the monotony.
But it preserves that crucial vertical line.
It does. It adds significant depth while keeping the sleekness.
Mm-hmm.
It's about controlled impact. You get to maintain that powerful elongating effect, but you're also showing off your personal flair through fabric.
That is a master level tip right there. And it sets the stage perfectly for our second pillar of fit mastery.
Mm-hmm.
Once you understand how color works, you have to nail the physical structure. So let's move on to tip number 2. Size actually matters, and tailoring is your magic wand.
This is often the trickiest part, isn't it? Because women's sizing is just notoriously inconsistent across brands.
It's all over the place.
Right. And Pitcot stresses that we need to stop fighting the number on the tag and instead focus purely on how the garment sits on our body. It truly is the ultimate glow up.
And the material is so specific about defining that sweet spot. You know, too tight, and the outfit looks restricted, it's showing discomfort, it's pulling.
In all the wrong places, but then too loose, and you just lose your shape completely. You can look unkempt, or like you borrowed something.
Yeah, exactly.
The ideal, the feeling we're all aiming for, is when the outfit just skims your body smooth, comfortable, and flattering.
Like that perfect pair of jeans.
Exactly. They hug your curves beautifully, but they don't, you know, cut off your circulation. You should be able to sit down and move freely while still feeling defined.
And this is where the deep dive really hits home for me. The realization that perfect fit is so rarely achieved right off the rack.
Almost never.
This is where tailoring comes in as like the great equalizer.
Absolutely. The Pidcock guides argue that tailoring is not a luxury. It's an essential investment in perception.
So why buy 10 okay-fitting dresses?
When you can buy 3 well-tailored, high-impact pieces that make you feel incredible, it's a mindset shift.
Okay, but if you're going to spend the money, where should you focus? What are the most essential tailoring fixes?
That's a great question. If we connect this to the bigger picture, the 3 most essential adjustments are non-negotiable. First is hemming.
The length.
The length of your trousers or your skirts dictates your entire proportions. A perfect hem length, whether it's skimming the floor with heels or hitting just below the knee, it transforms the overall balance.
And second, I'm going to bet it's something to do with structure.
You'd be right. Second is waist suppression, often achieved through darting.
Darts, okay.
So if a jacket or a dress fits your shoulders but is kind of bagging around your middle, a tailor can take it in using darts. This defines the narrowest part of your torso.
And it instantly creates a more flattering silhouette.
Exactly. That's the definition we need.
Okay, so hemming, waist, and finally, the shoulders.
Third, yes, shoulders and sleeve length. If the shoulder seam doesn't land precisely where your arm meets your shoulder, the whole garment just looks off.
Ill-fitting.
Right. Getting that point correct and ensuring the sleeve ends exactly where it should, it makes a simple clearance rack item look genuinely bespoke. Tailoring transforms generic clothes into your own personal armor.
Okay, so once we've ensured the structure is perfect through sizing and tailoring, the next piece of the puzzle is the material itself.
Making sure it's cooperating.
Yes. Let's transition into tip number 3, choosing flattering fabrics. This is where the physics of drape becomes our best friend.
This point moves beyond just how something looks into the realm of tactile pleasure and performance. Mm-hmm. Some fabrics intrinsically love your body, as Pidcock said.
And others just feel stiff or fight your natural motion.
Exactly. We want materials that enhance fluidity. And the besties recommended here are chiffon, silk, and jersey.
Why those 3 specifically?
Because they possess high-quality drape. And what's fascinating is that drape refers to how a fabric hangs or folds. Silk and chiffon, with their tight weaves, have very little friction.
Which lets them glide over your curves, add a little flow, instead of sticking or creating bumps.
Exactly. They maximize the reflection of light, which our brains inherently read as luxury.
And on the flip side, the guides warn us away from overly heavy or very stiff fabric.
Precisely. Fabrics with a lot of bulk, sometimes heavy cottons or certain tweeds, they can stand away from the body in an unflattering way. They add volume where you don't want it.
Right.
The goal, especially when we're chasing that elegant, streamlined look, is material that moves with you.
Which brings us back to the mood. The fabric doesn't just dictate how you look. It dictates how you feel and what you communicate to the world.
That's the fun part. The fabric communicates your intention instantly. Wearing silk says intentional luxury, even if you're just, you know, running errands.
And jersey.
Jersey implies effortless, relaxed comfort, but it still maintains definition. And chiffon conveys a floaty, feminine lightness.
So the choice of fabric really sets the emotional tone for the day.
It does. You should ask yourself, so what mood am I going for today? That answer should guide your fabric choice.
That sets a helpful framework. And speaking of, you know, deep exploration into style and knowledge, if you want to delve further into these concepts and get instant access to a huge library of expert knowledge, remember to visit our entire knowledge base at www.pidcock.com.
For sure. And while you're focused on elevating your style, if you haven't already, please subscribe to our channel and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. We're constantly bringing you these shortcuts to being well-informed and confident.
Okay, let's tackle the lower half of the silhouette. We have to start with a notorious challenge, pants. Tip number 4 is all about picking the right cut of trousers. As Pidcock correctly points out, the search for perfect pants can feel like a battlefield.
It is a battle won or lost based on the relationship between the waistband, the zipper, and the hem. The Pidcock guides provide a secret formula here.
Oh, a formula. I like that.
It prioritizes smooth lines over fleeting trends. And that formula is the flat front mid-rise cut.
Mid-rise meaning the waistband sits comfortably just below the belly button.
Right. And the why behind this is just simple geometry. A flat front ensures no added bulk from pleats or gathering,
giving you that smooth, continuous line across what can be a challenging area.
Exactly. And the mid-rise is comfortable. It prevents the visual interruption of ultra-low cuts or the often restricting nature of ultra-high cuts. It's the perfect stabilizing foundation.
But the real piece of, like, optical genius they highlight is the power of the hem, specifically adding a slight flare.
Yes. That slight flare at the hem is a brilliant trick. It immediately creates the optical illusion of legs for days.
How does it do that?
By widening just slightly at the ankle, it draws the eye downward. It makes the distance from your waist to the floor look longer, and it creates this incredible balance against your hips.
It really does work like magic to lengthen the lower body.
It does. The core takeaway here is avoiding the extreme ends of the spectrum. So steer clear of deep pleats that add volume.
And those ultra-low-rise cuts that interrupt the smooth torso line, no matter what trends are doing a comeback.
Yes. The ultimate advice is to always prioritize cuts that balance comfort and polish. That balance ensures that whether you're in casual denim or serious work trousers, the structure supports the rest of your polished look.
Okay, that makes so much sense. And for our final tip, we perfect the skirt game. Tip number 5 singles out the undisputed champion, the wardrobe lifesaver.
We are talking about the A-line skirt.
Ours.
Pitcott identifies this as the essential style because it flatters literally everyone. It's the closest thing to a universally flattering garment that exists.
And why is it so universally flattering? It's the structure, right?
It's all about the structure. It hugs the waist, the narrowest part of your body, and it gently and gradually flares out, skimming right over the hips and thighs.
It's providing that graceful, feminine silhouette without clinging or adding any unnecessary bulk.
Exactly. It balances the proportions of your upper and lower body beautifully, no matter your body shape. It's like architectural genius in a piece of clothing.
And it's so versatile. You can really customize it. The guides suggest a midi length for maximizing sophistication.
Well, a true knee length gives you that incredible day-to-day versatility that works for almost any occasion.
The verdict is clear. You just cannot go wrong with a well-fitted A-line.
And the styling options are endless. You pair that A-line with a fitted blouse tucked in, emphasizing that beautifully defined waist for the office.
Or you throw on a simple casual tee for a polished weekend brunch look.
It transitions so smoothly from day to night, it just cements its status as a foundational wardrobe essential.
So after all this, what does this all mean for you, the listener? We've covered 5 really powerful, actionable strategies from Pitcott's material. The core message is just so clear. Fashion fit is not a style preference.
No, it's a foundational element of looking confident and put together.
Right.
When you integrate these 5 pillars, mastering monochromatic texture, insisting on precise sizing and strategic tailoring, selecting fluid fabrics, using the geometry of the flat front pant, and relying on that universal A-line skirt, you unlock a whole new level of personal presentation.
You don't just look good.
You feel unstoppable.
And that is the whole point of dressing, isn't it? To feel amazing in your own skin. The next time you're standing in front of your closet, don't just ask, is this cute?
No.
Ask yourself that final challenging question Pitcott proposes. Does this fit really bring out my best?
And if the answer is anything less than a resounding yes, you now have the clear, specific tools to fix it and immediately elevate your style. And remember, the power of confidence that comes from a perfect fit isn't just surface level. It's not just aesthetic. Right. It influences every single interaction you have throughout your day.
That's so true.
It impacts how you carry yourself in business, in social situations, everything in between. When you feel polished, that confidence just radiates outward.
That is the perfect thought to leave you with. If you loved this deep dive and the information we shared, please press the like button. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too.
And we ask you again, subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. We look forward to guiding you through more incredible insights.
And remember, you can find all the foundational style guides we talked about today and so much more knowledge on our main site. Visit www.pitcott.com. Thank you for being there with us.
Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.